Cannell taking the film are your Visania Rawhide. In right field, Jason Roberson.
Welcome to Valley Strong Ballpark in downtown Visalia. I'm Jill Guerin. Thank you for joining us today for game four of this six-game series against the Fresno Grizzlies. The Grizzlies, the single-A affiliate of the Colorado Rockies. Your Rawhide, the single-A affiliate of the Arizona Diamondbacks. We'll stay right here. We'll take a short break for the national anthem. Again, I'm Jill Guerin. Thank you for joining us today.
Ladies and gentlemen, this time,
and here's Frank Austin with the national anthem.
Time out for the singing of our national anthem of the United States of America, the flag of the USA above the right field fence. Ladies and gentlemen, to sing the Star-Spangled Banner, Frank Austin.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming. A glare, the bombs bursting in air gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave.
Almost ready for first pitch at Valley Strong Ballpark. I'm Jill Guerin. Thank you for joining us today. Rawhide walked it off against the Grizzlies yesterday in the bottom of the ninth inning. Ended up winning by a score of 4-3. That was their first win of this series.
Harvest Wealth Group is this year's proud sponsor of the Bull Market Series.
Looking to even up the series with Peña Otaño on the mound for the Rawhide, a right-handed pitcher out of the Dominican Republic. Here's tonight's starting lineup brought to you by T-Mobile, starting off with the visiting team. The Fresno Grizzlies leading off at shortstop, number 2, Ariel Amador. Batting second in center field, number 1, Braden Ward. Batting third at third base, number 5, Warming Bernabell. In the cleanup spot at first base, number 35, Hunter Goodman. Batting fifth at second base, number 4, Juan Brito. Batting sixth, the designated hitter, number 11, Braxton Fulford. Batting 7th in right field, number 29, Zach Akoska. Batting 8th in left, number 14, Juan Guerrero. And batting 9th behind the plate, number 10, Bryant Quijada. Starting pitcher for the Grizzlies, number 16, Brian Castillo, a right-handed pitcher. And again, on the Rawhide, on the mound for the Rawhide, is Peña Otaño, right-handed pitcher out of the Dominican Republic. Now the starting lineup for your Visalia Rawhide, brought to you by T-Mobile. Leading off at 3rd, number 8, Gene Walters. Batting second at shortstop, number 11, Jordan Lawler. Batting third in center field, number 23, Wildered Patino. In the cleanup spot, at first base, number 40, Shane Munn, Jason Roberson. Batting sixth behind the plate, number 9, Ramsey Smolave. Batting seventh, the designated hitter, number 1, G.J. Hill. Batting eighth in left, number 12, Junior Franco. And batting ninth at second base, number 4, Chaney Ortiz. And we are ready for first pitch. 6:30 on the dot. Peña Otaño kicks. Pitch misses low, ball 1. Batting from the left side, Ariel Amador. Yesterday, Amador went 0-3. The 1-0. Swung on, ground ball back to the pitcher, Otaño. Fields it, throws to first in time. One down, nobody on for Braden Ward, who's the center fielder, batting from the left side. Calling balls and strikes behind home plate is Shin Koshizawa, and on the bases, Brandon Tipton. They'll be the umpiring crew for this entire series. The pitch misses, beg your pardon, it's a cold strike, count is 0-1. The pitch, missing outside, ball 1. Not a lot of breeze in Visalia. It's going to slowly get warmer this weekend. I think on Sunday for the 1 o'clock game, it's going to be 96 degrees at first pitch. Here's the 1-1. Missing low and in ball two. Catching for Otano is Ramsey Smolave. Third base, Gene Walters. Shortstop, Jordan Lawler. At second base, Chaney Ortiz. And at first, Shane Muntz. 2-1 is fouled off. Count is 2-2. From left to right, it's Junior Franco, Wildered Patino, and Jason Roberson. Scoreless in the top half of the first. The 2-2. Swung on and missed. Strike three was in the dirt. Molave will throw down to first base to complete the strikeout, and he does so successfully. Two down. First, you know, strikeout brought to you by Visalia Kia, the Visalia Used Car Supercenter. Many priced under $20,000, and $500 down is all you need. Warming Bernabell now batting from the right side. Two away and nobody on. The pitch swung on, fouled off down the third base side. Otano this season 0-2 with a 3.79 ERA. Here's the 0-1. Missing outside. Otano originally was working out of the bullpen for the Rawhide. But when Joe Elbeis was placed on the injured list, Otano stepped up. The pitch swung on, line drive into left. Franco takes two steps back and makes the catch for the final out of the inning. 1-2-3 inning of work for Otano. Heading into the bottom half of the first, we're scoreless. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box.
Youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Kaweah Health is proud to be recognized once again as a center of excellence by the Surgical Review Committee for sustaining a culture of excellence in minimally invasive gynecology and robotic surgery. Simply put, you and your family can look to Kaweah Health for excellent surgical care as we strive to be your world-class healthcare choice for life. To learn more, go to kaweahhealth.org/SRC. Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower quality gasoline. It can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron.
Here at Valley Strong Credit Union, we understand that life doesn't wait for your paycheck, and we think you shouldn't have to either. Valley Strong offers its members early direct deposit, where you can have access to your money up to 2 days early. Hey, 2 days can make a huge difference when you have bills to pay, groceries to buy, and birthdays to celebrate. It's finally time to get your payday on your schedule. Learn more about early direct deposit at valleystrong.com and start getting paid early. Valley Strong, grow your possibilities.
Toyota's Make It Yours sales event is on now, with new Toyotas arriving daily.
First pitch to Gene Walters, called strike on the outside corner. Brian Castillo, the right-handed pitcher, on the mound for the Grizzlies today. Here's the 0-1. Swung on, fouled out of play down the third base side. Count is now 0-2. Rawhide wearing their green jerseys today for Mental Health Awareness Night. Here's the 0-2. Swung on and missed strike three. Walter strikes out on three pitches for the first out.
Stepping to the plate is the ninth hit and out record. Double batter. That's the shortstop, number 11, Jordan Lawler.
One away, nobody on for Jordan Lawler batting from the right side. Lawler had the day off yesterday. The pitch. Swung on, fly ball to the right fielder. Zach Acosta underneath it. Makes the catch for the second out of the inning. Four pitches, two outs for Castillo. Here's
center fielder number 23, Weldon Patino.
Mental Health Awareness Night is presented by TCHHSA. The pitch to Patino. Missing in ball one. That's Tulare County Health and Human Services Agency. Castillo kicks the 1-0 to Patino. Swung on and missed. Two down, nobody on. Scoreless in the bottom half of the first. Pitch is swung on and missed, strike two. Brian Castillo 0-2 with a 6.14 ERA. 1-2 count. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed, strike three. Patino swings at a high fastball and misses. It's another 1-2-3 inning of work, still scoreless. Going into the second, you're listening to Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box.
We're not sure how to bring up the subject of mental health. The good news is that it doesn't have to be hard. If you like more information...
It's one of the great questions. Is life better with a Chevron credit card? Well, consider this. Upon approval, it gives you buying power at over 8,000 stations. Fill up with Chevron with Techron gasoline or with delicious snacks from the convenience store. Save time, track expenses, get on with your life. You know, the one that just got better. Visit your Chevron station or call 1-800-3-APP to apply for yours. The Chevron credit card is offered by Chevron Credit Bank National Association. Chevron.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in-the-shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great, healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, and the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
This just in, some of the gasoline brands you think of as being premium as you may have thought. Because while Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota, some of our big-name competitors still don't qualify. So stop by Chevron, where the gasoline is top-tier and premium isn't just another way of saying close but not quite Techron.
Top half of the second inning. Otanio back on the mound. He's facing Hunter Goodman. Pitch misses outside. Ball one. Goodman yesterday had a two-run blast in the sixth inning. Here's the 1-0. Missing out. That was Goodman's seventh home run of the season. He does lead the team in home runs. He also has 26 RBI. 2-0. Breaking ball in there for a strike. Count is 2-1. The 2-1. Swung on, ground ball up the middle, through into center field. Goodman has the first hit of the day, and he's the first base runner of the game. Runner on first, nobody out for Juan Brito. Brito, the second baseman today for the Grizzlies, batting from the left. He's a switch hitter. Goodman about 2.5 step lead off of first. Munz holding him there. Pickoff attempt. He's back safely diving. Wind's blowing out towards right. Sun setting behind the first base grandstands, but still a lot of sun on the playing surface. The pitch. Called strike on the outside corner. Count is 0-1 to Brito. Scoreless in the second inning. Rawhide. Cold strike on the outside corner. Yesterday was the first time that the Rawhide did not score first and won a game. All other 8 wins this season have been when they scored first. Pitch misses Justin. Ball 1. Otonio, 21 years old, 6'4", 190 pounds. From the Dominican Republic. The pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike 3. Brito goes down swinging for the first out of the second. Another strikeout brought to you by Visalia Kia. Many priced under $20,000. Braxton Fulford, the designated hitter, batting from the right. Runner on first is still Goodman. One down in a scoreless ball game. The pitch. Swung on, ground ball to Walters. Third baseman fields it, throws a second for one. On to first. In time. A 5-4-3 double play to end it. Despite the leadoff hit, Otonio has a 1-2-3 inning of work. We're going into the bottom half of the second, still scoreless. And you're listening to Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box.
A Toyota hybrid is a hybrid of gas and electric power, but it's also so much more than that. And with the most hybrid models of any other brand, there's one for everyone. Get amazing plug-free MPG with Toyota's industry-leading 11 hybrids to choose from. Save more at the pump all year long in your new fuel-efficient Toyota. Which just goes to show, Toyotas are the perfect hybrid of everything you want and everything you need. New fuel-efficient Toyotas are arriving daily. Toyota, let's go places.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance, Techron.
Heading into the bottom half of the second inning, we're scoreless at Valley Strong Ballpark. I'm Jules Guerin. Thank you for joining us today for game 4 of the 6-game series. Rawhide trailed the series 2-1, but have a chance to tie it up here. Shane Muntz, the first baseman, bats from the right. The pitch from Brian Castillo, called strike on the inside corner. This is Castillo's 6th start of the season. 0-1, swung on and missed strike 2. In Castillo's first starts, he did not allow an earned run, and he fanned 8 batters over 9 2/3 innings. Again, those were in his first 2 starts. The 0-2, swung on, fouled out of play down the first base side.
Look out, Bronco went over Vision Glassworks, 7.7, 2000.
He allowed 1 earned run on 2 hits and a pair of walks while striking out 10. 0-2, missing low, ball 1. He's 21 years old in his 5th professional season with the Rockies organization. Pitch is fouled off again. Waiting on the 1-2. Castillo kicks. Swung on, fly ball right field side, but it'll reach the stands.
And foul ball was a Portisubs prize ball. Take it to the general store because you'll get a free sandwich from Portisubs. 50 years of slicing fresh.
Thank you. 1-2 count, nobody on, nobody out. The pitch to Muntz. Swung on, fouled down the third base side. Sounded like a broken bat. And Muntz is heading towards the dugout, so I think it was a broken bat. It'll be a 1-2 count again. Infield shading slightly to the left. The pitch. Swung on. Fly ball to right field. Right fielder Kokoska goes back, reaches up, makes the catch in front of the right field fence as he slammed into the Toyota Terrace. Well hit ball by Muntz, but Kokoska makes a nice play for the first out.
Happens to be right fielder number 16, Jason Robertson.
Jason Roberson batting from the left. Here's the pitch. Missing outside, ball one. One down, nobody on for Roberson. The 1-0. Calta is catching for Castillo today. At third base, warming Bernabel. Shortstop, Adel Amador. Second base, Juan Brito. And at first, Hunter Goodman. 1-1, misses low. From left to right, it's Juan Guerrero, Braden Ward, and Zach Kokoska. Two, one count, the pitch. Missing in, ball three. Last two pitches thrown by Castillo, not missing by much. In fact, they looked pretty good from up here, but there is something about Jason Roberson where those close pitches just aren't called on him. Here's the 3-1. That's a called strike. Count is now full. Roberson batting 150 this season. Has three home runs and six runs batted in. Called strike three on the outside corner. Roberson goes down looking for the second out of the inning.
Heading to the plate for the Lake City Rawhide is the catcher, number 9, Ramses Malave.
Ramses Malave batting from the right, two down, nobody on. This is Malave's first game back with the Rawhide. Here's the pitch. Misses high, ball one. Malave originally from Venezuela, signed by the Diamondbacks in 2017. The 1-0. Missing out, ball two. Malave started off the year in Hillsboro, the high A affiliate of the Arizona Diamondbacks, and was brought back to Visalia when J.J. DeRozio was put on the injured list. Here's the 2-0. Swung on, fouled off his front foot. Count is 2-1. Malave asked for a little bit of extra time after he fouled that one off his front foot. I don't think he has any shin guards on unless it's underneath his pant leg. The 2-1. Called strike on the outside corner. Malave didn't like it, but it's a 2-2 count and two down. Castillo kicks. Swung on, ground ball up the middle. Shortstop Amador is there. The throw to first. In time to retire Malave for the final out of the inning. Scoreless going into the third. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette
life
Press Box.
And I'm always looking for things to make my life just a little easier.
Valley That's Strong Credit Union, we understand that life doesn't wait for your paycheck. And we think you shouldn't have to either. Valley Strong offers its members early direct deposit, where you can have access to your money up to 2 days early. Hey, 2 days can make a huge difference when you have bills to pay, groceries to buy, and birthdays to celebrate. It's finally time to get your payday on your schedule. Learn more about early direct deposit at valleystrong.com and start getting paid early. Valley Strong, grow your possibilities.
Rawhide. Tide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, and the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
Imagine, you're at the ballpark. The sun is out. You can smell fresh-cut grass. The Rawhide are winning, and you just scored 2-for-1 tacos and Coors Light tall cans at the nearby concession stand. No, you're not dreaming. This is a reality at every Rawhide Tuesday home game. 2-for-1 tacos and tall cans at the Barrel House Bar in right field and the Taco Truck in left field. Brought to you by Coors Light.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car.
First pitch from Otanio, swung on, line drive into center field. Patino going back, reaches up, can't make the play. One hops the wall. The throw to second is not in time. It's a leadoff double for Zach Kokoska, the right fielder. Patino went back on it. Looked like he kind of had to flip around a few times, and I think he took a bad angle. Nice recovery, though, but still a leadoff double for Kokoska. And this is the first time that the Grizzlies have a runner in scoring position. The pitch is swung on, fouled off. Juan Guerrero at the plate. He's the left fielder today, batting from the right side. We're scoreless in the top half of the third. Grizzlies have 2 hits today. Rawhide have not had a base runner yet. The pitch, missing low and outside. The 1-1. Low in the dirt, nice stop by Malave. Two one count, no breeze right now. Otanio sets. The pitch. Swung on and missed, strike two. Otanio signed as a free agent by the Diamondbacks in 2021. The Lawler, he falls down, steps up, the throw to first. Not in time, he's safe. What a tough play there. Lawler ranged to his right by 1 or 2 steps. He kind of fell. I don't know if he rolled an ankle or just completely misstepped. I think he just misstepped there. Looking at the replay, doesn't really show the fall. Fell down to a knee, stood up, and a nice throw to first base. Wasn't the hardest throw I've seen from him, though. If he had the time to really plant and throw, he probably would have gotten Guerrero. Pitch is squared on. The throw to first base is in time. At the plate was Bryant Quijada. He squared to bunt for the first pitch. Gets it down. Otanio, the pitcher, threw to first base in time to retire him, so it is a sacrifice bunt. Runners on second and third now, one down. Runner on third, Kokoska, double to start off the inning. Guerrero reached on that weird ground ball to the shortstop, Lawler. It is ruled an error. Top of the order at the plate. First pitch, a called strike. Amador bats from the left. He grounds it out to the pitcher in his first at-bat. Infield is in. Scoreless in the top of the third. Pitch is swung on and fouled off. 0-2 count. The pitch. Swung on, a ground ball through into right field. Kokoska will score. Guerrero stays at third. Nice throw from Roberson to hold the runners. Hard ground ball, first base side. Munce attempted at it. He dove to his right side, just was unable to make the play. What's tough there is that if the Rawhide had the infield back, they might have been able to stop that ball, but the run might have scored anyway. So one down, the Grizzlies lead 1-0. Top half of the third. The number two batter, Braden Ward, batting from the left. He squares to bunt, pops it up. Catcher Malave underneath it, makes the catch for the second out of the inning.
Heading towards the plate will be the third base line, Warby Vernable.
Lucky play for the Rawhide. Still not out of it yet. Runners in the corners, two down. Batting from the right side is Warming Bernabell, who lined out to left in his first at-bat. He's batting 333 this season, 5 home runs and 23 runs batted in. The pitch, missing low and outside, ball one. Tanya checks the runner on first, kicks. Misses out, ball two. Runner on third is Juan Guerrero. On first is Ariel Amador. The 2-0. Swung on, popped up behind our press box. Two-one count, right-on-right matchup. Here's the pitch. Cold strike on outside corner. Count is 2-2. Otonio, one strike away from getting out of this inning. The Grizzlies do lead 1-0. They've had 3 hits so far today. Pickoff attempt at first base. He's back safely diving. Amador, the runner on first, does not have a very large lead. Infield shading to the left. The throw to second. He's getting into a rundown on purpose. A run will score, and he tags him out. So the run does score. The Grizzlies now lead 2-0. We'll go through that play when we come back from this break. Grizzlies lead 2-0 going into the bottom half of the third, and you're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
Fame, youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Techron. It's one of the great questions. Is life better with a Chevron credit card? Well, consider this. Upon approval, it gives you buying power at over 8,000 stations. Fill up with Chevron with Techron gasoline or with delicious snacks from the convenience store. Save time, track expenses, get on with your life. You know, the one that just got better. Visit your Chevron station or call 1-800-FREE-APP to apply for yours. The Chevron credit card is offered by Chevron Credit Bank National Association. Chevron.
Need a 5-gallon drum of toothpaste? Head to a local warehouse superstore, but get your gasoline at Chevron. Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota. It helps your car's performance by cleaning engine parts of the deposits lower quality gasoline can leave behind. So if you need a 10,000 pack of AAA batteries, sorry, can't help you there. But when it comes to top quality gasoline, we've got you covered. Chevron. This just in, some of the gasoline brands you think of as being premium are, well, not nearly as premium as you may have thought.
for the third inning by his designated hitter, G.J. Hill.
G.J. Hill, the designated hitter, batting from the left side. Back on the mound is Brian Castillo. The Grizzlies lead 2-0 in the bottom half of the third. Pitch misses. High ball one. Here's the pitch. Swung on, grounded foul down the first base side. So we'll go through that last play. It was runners on the corners, two down. The runner on first, Amador, took off for second base. He then stopped halfway through. Pitch misses high. And Guerrero, the runner on third, took off as soon as Malave threw down to second base to try to get the caught stealing. And a heads-up base running play by Amador to stay in the rundown long enough for Guerrero to score. The pitch misses outside. You don't see that a whole lot in professional baseball. You see it all the time in softball. We had a play that we ran every single time that there were runners on first and third. The pitch swung on, popped up in the infield on the right side. Second baseman Brito underneath it makes the catch for the first down of the inning. So again, the reason why that runner scores, why the run scores, I should say, is because Amador was not tagged out until after he crossed the plate. One down. Here's the pitch. Swung on. Ground ball to the second baseman, Brito. A throw to first base in time to retire Junior Franco, who swung at the first pitch of the at-bat.
The batter, second baseman, number four, Channing Ortiz.
Channing Ortiz batting from the left. Two down. His lead 2-0 in the bottom half of the third inning. The pitch. Missing inside, ball one. Castillo delivers. Swung on, fouled off. Infield shading just slightly to the right against Ortiz. The 1-1. Missing inside. Ball two. Ortiz, the second baseman today for the Rawhide. Yesterday he was the shortstop with Lawler having the day off. The 2-1. Swung on, popped up. Shallow right center field. Center fielder Ward makes the catch to end the inning. Three perfect innings thrown by the Grizzlies starter Castillo. Grizzlies lead 2-0 going into the fourth. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball.
This just in, some of the gasoline brands you think of as being premium are, well, not nearly as premium as you may have thought. Because while Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota, some of our big-name competitors still don't qualify. So stop by Chevron, where the gasoline is top-tier and premium isn't just another way of saying close but not quite Techron. Chevron.
Toyota's Make It Yours sales event is on now, with new Toyotas arriving daily.
One, two, three, take my hand and come with me because you look so fine that I really want to make you mine.
Get low 2.99% APR financing on 2022 Camry and Camry Hybrid, or $500 cash back when you cross. It's time to make a fuel-efficient Toyota yours. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS Suppliers with premium-rated credit. Offers end 5/22.
Kaweah Health is proud to be recognized once again as a center of excellence by the Surgical Review Committee for sustaining a culture of excellence in minimally invasive gynecology and robotic surgery. Simply put, you and your family can look to Kaweah Health for excellent surgical care as we strive to be your world-class healthcare choice for life. To learn more, go to kaweahhealth.org/src. Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
Medical, we are health, more than medicine, life.
Top of the fourth inning, batting for the Grizzlies, their baseman, Warming Verbal.
Grizzlies lead 2-0 in the top half of the fourth inning. Peniel Otaño back on the mound. Pitch to Bernabell, called strike on outside corner. So Bernabell did come up in the third. But he's back up again because the caught stealing ended the inning. The pitch misses outside, ball one. By the way, the official ruling on that is actually a double steal attempt. The Amador was caught stealing, but Guerrero scored before he was tagged out, so the run scored. The pitch swung on, ground ball. Lawler backhands it, the throw to first in time. What a play by Jordan Lawler.
Now batting, will be the first base spot, Hunter Goodman.
One away. Hunter Goodman batting from the right side. Goodman today had the first hit of the day. He singled up the middle into center field. There's a ground ball up the middle. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed strike one. Looked like a breaking ball from Otaño. Maybe a curve ball that he waved at. Infield shading to the left. I almost want to use the word shifting to the left. The pitch. Cold strike count is 0-2. Although the new rule this year is in single A, you have to have two infielders on each side of second base. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed strike three. Goodman strikes out swinging for the second out of the inning. Another strikeout brought to you by Visalia Kia, the Visalia Used Car Supercenter, where $500 down is all you need. Three strikeouts for Otaño. Juan Brito batting from the left. The pitch. Called strike on the outside corner. He struck out swinging in his first at bat against Otaño. The pitch, missing low and out, ball one. By the way, of the two runs scored, only one of them will be earned to Otaño. The pitch, swung on, fly ball into center field. Patino stays right there and makes the catch to end the inning. 1-2-3 inning of work for Otaño. Going into the bottom half of the fourth, the Grizzlies do lead 2-0. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, and the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
Need a 5-gallon drum of toothpaste? Head to a local warehouse superstore, but get your gasoline at Chevron. Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota. It helps your car's performance by cleaning engine parts of the deposits lower quality gasoline can leave behind. So if you need a 10,000-pack of AAA batteries, sorry, can't help you there. But when it comes to top-quality gasoline, we've got you covered. Chevron.
Event is on now with new Toyotas arriving daily.
1, 2, 3, take my hand and come with me because you look so fine that I really want to make you mine.
Get low 2.99% APR financing on 2022 Camry and Camry Hybrid, or $500 cash back when you finance with Toyota on the all-new Corolla Cross. It's time to make a fuel-efficient Toyota yours. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit. Offers end 5/2/22.
Imagine, you're at the ballpark, the sun is out, you can smell fresh cut grass, the Rawhide are winning, and you just scored 2-for-1 tacos and Coors Light tall cans at the nearby concession stand. No, you're not dreaming. This is a reality at every Rawhide Tuesday home game. 2-for-1 tacos and tall cans at the Barrel House Bar in right field and the taco truck in left field. Brought to you by Coors Light.
Gene Walters leads it off for the Rawhide. He takes a cold strike on the outside corner. Walter's the leadoff man today. He struck out on three pitches against Castillo in his first at-bat. The pitch misses outside ball one. If you're watching on MLB TV, you can see that Walters has his pink sleeves, pink batting gloves, and pink socks today. 1-1. Swung on, lined down the left field line, but just foul, so it's a 1-2 count. On deck, Lawler has pink shoes on. And Walter Patino, who's due up after Lawler, has some pink gear on, too. And I asked him, I said, why are you guys wearing pink? Patino said, why not? Walter said, hermosa, which means beautiful. And Lawler said, because it looks good. So we're wearing pink today. The 1-2 is fouled off. One of these guys had the pink gear for Mother's Day, which was, I think, last Sunday. They decided to wear it with the green jersey because they think it looked good. The pitch swung on, fouled out of play. That lands in the Northgate parking lot. Broken window for Vision Glassworks. Waiting on the 1-2. Here it is. Missing high, ball two. I mean, I like the pink. I think it looks great. I really actually like Walter's pink socks a lot. I just didn't know you could do that. I didn't know you could wear a different colored socks if you wanted to. In college softball, you were not allowed to do that. Here's the pitch. Swung on, fouled off. Of course, I am extremely aware that this is not college softball, not college baseball. But still. Waller said, look good, feel good. Here's the pitch. Swung on, ground ball up the middle. Second baseman Brito ranges, throws to first. It's offline, but reeled in by the first baseman Goodman. One down.
Now batting for the Hyde is a double-double batter. Shortstop, Jordan Lawler.
Jordan Lawler now batting from the right side. One down. And nobody on. Here's the pitch. Missing low in the dirt, ball one. Here's the 1-0. Swung on, ground ball, shortstop. Amador feels it, the throw to first. Not in time, he's safe. Jordan Lawler with the first hit of the day, an infield single. First hit brought to you by Rosa Brothers Milk Company. Great play by Amador. He knew he had to get rid of the ball quickly, just not in time to get the speedy Lawler. Fielded on the outfield grass even, and I mean, a strong throw, just not in time. Wildred Patino batting from the right side is a very large lead. The pitch, swung on and missed, strike one, a breaking ball to Patino. Lawler, a threat to steal. Pickoff attempt at first base. He's back safely diving. The pitch. Missing low, ball one. One count, one down. Castillo, glove at his ear, brings it to his belt. The pitch. Called strike at the knees. Patino yesterday went 1-for-5 with a walk and a strikeout. The pitch. Swung on and missed strike three. That's his second strikeout of the day. Two down. Runner on first, still Lawler. And now Shane Muntz will bat from the right side.
First baseman, Shane Muntz. Yeah,
Two down, runner on first. Lawler takes an extra step in his lead. The pitch, runner takes off. It's swung on, lined into left field. It'll land for a base hit. Guerrero gets it in, but Lawler standing on third. Throw goes to second to hold Muntz to a single. And Shane Muntz extends his hit streak to 3 games. Guerrero probably had a chance to make that, shading his eyes from the sun, and eventually got it in. The sun is so tough here in left field. Had it been the sun already set and just the lights on, he might have been able to come in to make the play. Don't want to take anything away from Muntz because that was a well-hit, hard-hit ball. But the sun definitely played a factor here. Two down, runners in the corners. Roberson batting from the left. The pitch misses low, ball one. Runner on third, Jordan Lawler. On first, Shane Muntz. The pitch to Roberson, missing low and in, ball two. Roberson struck out looking in his first at-bat. Castillo has 4 strikeouts this evening. This will be his 55th pitch of the night. Here it is. Called strike at the knees. Count is 2-1. Roberson, originally from Bakersfield, went to Cal State Bakersfield. 2-1. They're calling a balk on Castillo. The runners will advance and the Rawhides score. Lawler trots home to make it a 2-1 ball game. Muntz now standing on second. 2 down in a 2-1 ball game. It'll stay a 2-1 count. I didn't see the balk, and Castillo was not happy with it. To be fair, I rarely can catch a balk, especially from my booth. I unfortunately have kind of a pole right in front of the mound. The 2-1, missing high. Three-one count, 2 down. Hitters count for Roberson. He's crowding the plate just a little bit. Here's the pitch. Swung on, line towards left. Left fielder coming in. Makes the diving play. What a play by the left fielder, Guerrero. Had base hit and RBI written all over it. Guerrero fighting the sun. Able to make the play this time. Kind of a last-minute sprawl to make the catch. But he does so successfully. Rawhide do get a run back. It's a 2-1 ball game going into the top half of the fifth inning. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box.
It's one of the great questions. Is life better with a Chevron credit card? Well, consider this. Upon approval, it gives you buying power at over 8,000 stations. Fill up with Chevron with Techron gasoline or with delicious snacks from the convenience store. Save time, track expenses, get on with your life. You know, the one that just got better. Visit your Chevron station or call 1-800-FREE-APP to apply for yours. The Chevron credit card is offered by Chevron Credit Bank National Association. Chevron.
This just in, some of the gasoline brands you think of as being premium are, well, not nearly as premium as you may have thought. Because while Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota, some of our big-name competitors still don't qualify. So stop by Chevron, where the gasoline is top tier and premium isn't just another way of saying close but not quite Techron. Chevron.
When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron.
This
proud to be recognized once again as a center of excellence by the Surgical Review Committee for sustaining a culture of excellence in minimally invasive gynecology and robotic surgery. Simply put, you and your family can look to Kaweah Health for excellent surgical care as we strive to be your world-class healthcare choice for life.
First pitch from Otanio misses outside, ball one. It's the top half of the fifth inning at Valley Strong Ballpark. Grizzlies lead 2-1. The designated hitter, Braxton Fulford, batting from the right side. Pitch misses out, ball two. Swung on, deep fly ball, left side, but it's hooking foul and out of play. Fulford grounds it into an inning-ending double play in the second inning. Start off with the ground ball to the third baseman, Walters. 2-1 count. Here's the pitch. Low in the dirt. Ball three. Hitters count for Fulford. He's batting 302 this season. The home run and six runs batted in. The pitch. Outside, ball four. That'll be the first walk issued by either batter. Either pitcher, not batter. Fulford, though, the first batter to reach on a walk. Leadoff walk given up by Otanio. Runner on first. Nobody out. But the Grizzlies leading 2-1. Due up is Zach Kokoska batting from the left side. He's the right fielder today for the Grizzlies. He started off the two-run third with a double into center field. It was hit a line drive hit over Patino's head in center field. If there wasn't sun, as he squares to bunt, it's foul down the third base side. If there wasn't any sun on that play, Patino might have been able to make the catch. Patino has so few steps back now. And he always has a really good jump off, seeing the ball off the bat. Just wasn't able to do so back in the third inning. The pitch misses low and in, ball one. Luckily for Patino, it's all shade in center field except for shallow center right behind second base. Hitting that point of the night where it's just that pillar of sunshine going from first base out to left center field. Almost all of left field covered in shade except for a few patches down the left field line. The pitch. Cold strike on the inside corner. Count is 1-2. And as always, the reason for that pillar of sunshine that you can see if you're watching on MLB TV is because of the break we have from the grandstands by the first base side to the Michelob Ultra Hall of Fame Club. That'll probably, it's usually over with by the fifth inning, but this has been decently quick game, as I say nervously, because that always creates a broadcaster's jinx. The 1-2 swung on, lined into left field, a base hit. Kokoska now 2-for-2 today. Runners on first and second, nobody out. Kokoska just taking the outside pitch into left field. And he's doubled and singled today now. At the plate will be Juan Guerrero. He reached on the error by the shortstop, Lawler. Again, it's tough that Lawler received an error on that, but it is the right call. Kind of fell, had a bad footing. The pitch is inside, ball one. Guerrero did square to bunt. So again, on that play where Lawler committed the error, looked like he lost his footing on the infield dirt, and because of that, Guerrero was safe. Had it been a slower base runner, Lawler still would have been able to get him out. The pitch is swung on and foul down the third base side near the Rawhide dugout. A lot of Rawhide players will hang out towards the back end of the dugout, and that ball came De Los Santos or Bautista. And the ball still down the left field line, so Gene Walters, the third baseman, will have to go get that one as we wait for it to be given to a fan in the stands. Since 2012, Rosa Brothers Milk Company has used its third-generation farm-fresh milk to create glass-bottled milk, coffee creamers, and super premium ice cream. The 1-1. Missing low ball 2. Runner on second, Fulford on first. Kokoska, the pitch. Swung on and missed strike 2. The 2-2. Swung on, ground ball foul down the third base side.
By the way, fans, Mayor's Mental Health and Matters.
Lights are on at Valley Strong Ballpark. Not taking full effect just yet. There is someone warming in the pen for the Rawhide. Right-handed pitcher. Otanio sets. The 2-2. Swung on and missed. Strike 3. Guerrero goes down swinging for the fourth strikeout of the night for Otanio. Visalia Kia, the Visalia Used Car Super Center, many priced under $20,000, and $500 down is all you need. One down, still runners on first and second, and at the plate is Bryant Quijada. The pitch, missing outside ball 1. Quijada had a sacrifice bunt back in the third inning. He bunted it fields, but the pitcher Otanio picked it up to throw him out. 1-0, missing outside. Runner on second, still Fulford, who drew the leadoff walk, and the runner on first is Zach Kokoska, who singled into left field. The 2-0, swung on, one hopper, two Lawler. He fields it, throws to second for one, on to first, in time. 6-4-3, double play. Great play by Lawler. That was electric, that Rawhide Electric play of the game, brought to you by Geiger Electric. They're family-owned and operated, serving the Central Valley with the honest and fair prices that you deserve. Give them a call at 559-302-9517. We're halfway through this game, the Rawhide trail by 1. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box.
Is proud to be recognized once again as a center of excellence by the Surgical Review Committee for sustaining a culture of excellence in minimally invasive gynecology and robotic surgery. Simply put, you and your family can look to Kaweah Health for excellent surgical care as we strive to be your world-class healthcare choice for life. To learn more, go to kaweahhealth.org/src. Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
A Toyota hybrid is a hybrid of gas and electric power, but it's also so much more than that. And with the most hybrid models of any other brand, there's one for everyone. Get amazing plug-free MPG with Toyota's industry-leading 11 hybrids to choose from. School-efficient Toyota, which just goes to show, Toyotas are the perfect hybrid of everything you want and everything you need. New fuel-efficient Toyotas are arriving daily. Toyota, let's go places.
Fame, youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Bottom half of the fifth inning, Fresno Grizzlies lead the Rawhide 2-1. First pitch to Ramsey Smolave misses outside, ball one. Back on the mound for the Grizzlies is Brian Castillo. Right-hander kicks. Pitch is a cold strike on the outside corner. This is Malave's first game back with the Rawhide. He spent a majority of the 2021 season here. The 1-1. Missing outside. Ball two. Malave grounds it out to the shortstop in his first at-bat. The pitch. Missing low. Ball three. The 3-1. Swung on and missed strike two. Full count, nobody on, nobody out. A 2-1 ball game, bottom half of the fifth. The pitch. Swung on and missed strike three. Malave strikes out for the first out of the inning.
Heading to the plate is tonight's designated hitter, G.J. Hill.
G.J. Hill now batting from the left. One down. Nobody on. The pitch. He swings. It's a high pop fly. Shallow left field. Guerrero calls for it and makes the catch for the second out of the inning. Junior Franco batting from the left. Two down. Rawhide trail by one. Pitch from Castillo. Missing low on the dirt. Ball one. That was the 65th pitch of the night by Castillo. 1-0. Missing low. Ball two. Here's the 2-0. Missing high, ball three. Rawhide have only had two base runners today off of two hits. They scored one run, 3-0 count. Franco batting from the left. Castillo kicks. It's a cold strike count is 3-1. Still a hitter's count for Franco. Franco batting 222 this season. Two home runs, 12 runs batted in. Pitch misses high, ball four. That's the first walk given up by Castillo today. Franco draws a two-out walk in the bottom half of the fifth. For every walk this year, Stryker, the official Smart Robotics joint replacement partner of Minor League Baseball, will be donating $1 to Canines for Warriors, the nation's largest provider of service dogs to military veterans. To learn more, visit MakoSmartRobotics.com. Here's Trainee Ortiz batting from the left. Runner on first is Franco. The pitch misses low and in. Nice stop by the catcher, Quijada. He actually couldn't find it at first, but it looked like he had stopped it. Franco stays at first. Looking at the replay, it looked like it hit off his glove and stayed right by his feet. Picked it out of the dirt. And that's why Franco was still staying at first base. 1-0 count to Ortiz. The pitch. Missing in, ball two. Ortiz flew out to center in his first at-bat. And there is a meeting on the mound between Quijada and Castillo. Look for Rosa Brothers products at your local grocer or check rosabrothers.com's Where to Buy page to find a store near you. With Rosa Brothers Milk Company, every sip is special. Count, two down. The runner on first is Franco. Rawhide trail by one in the bottom half of the fifth. Here's the pitch. Missing high, ball three. Infield shifting to the right. The 3-0. Outside, ball four. Back-to-back walks. given up by Castillo with two outs in the bottom half of the fifth inning. Robinson Kensel, the manager for the Grizzlies, will have a conversation on the mound. Rawhide fans, tonight's Mayhem Walks are sponsored by Allstate Insurance. Team Abraham Guillen, keeping you in good hands is their game.
Sean Team, a full-service real estate team, proudly serving the Central Valley and took the post of heart. The Sean Team, working with me.
Runner on second, Junior Franco. On first, Chaney Ortiz in the top of the order. Gene Walters will bat from the left. Walters is 0 for 2 today against Castillo. He has struck out and grounds it out to second. Thank you to JT for being able to let me know that there is someone warming in the pen for the Grizzlies. Tyler Raz. From my booth, I'm not able to see into the bullpen for the Grizzlies down the right field side. The CSDA pasture juts out, so I can't see probably the last, 30 feet in the right field corner. But there is Rass warming in the pen. Walters is at the plate. The pitch. Missing outside, ball one. Gene Walters 0 for 2 today. Walters went 0 for 4 with a strikeout in his last game. This is his second night at third base. The pitch, called strike on the inside corner. Count is 1-1. 75 pitches thrown by Castillo this evening. Grizzlies lead 2-1. It's the bottom half of the fifth inning. Runners on first and second, two down. Pitch to Walters. Swung on and missed. And they're saying it's a foul ball. Walters swung on and missed. He did not make contact until after the ball hit the dirt, I think. It was on his follow-through. Yeah, he didn't make contact until watch his follow-through there. And it and it hit the ball there. So it's a 1-2 count, two down. Walters choking up a bit. The pitch. Missing inside as he jumps out of the way. 2-2 count, two down. Castillo, 6 foot, 145 pounds. He sets, delivers. Swung on, a flare into shallow center field, a base hit. Franco being waved around, he will score easily. The throw goes to third, Ortiz. Safe at third base, Walters goes to second on the throw, and we have a tied ball game in the bottom half of the fifth inning. A flare into shallow center field scored Franco easily. The center fielder Ward threw to third, trying to get Ortiz out at third base, but he slid in safely. And Walters, when he saw the throw go to third base, advanced there. An RBI single for Walters, his first hit of the day, ties up the game. It's the bottom half of the fifth inning. Rawhide still threatening with Lawler at the plate. Ortiz on third. And Walters on second. The pitch is swung on, foul tipped. The 0-1. Missing out. One, one. Castillo sets the pitch. Swung on and missed strike two. Tied ball game, bottom half of the fifth. Grizzlies out hitting the Rawhide 4-3, and the Rawhide have committed an error while the Grizzlies have not. The pitch. Swung on, one hopper to the shortstop. He backs up on it. The throw to first base is offline and not in time. Ortiz scores. Walters will stay at third base, and the Rawhide lead 3-2. A hard ground ball to the shortstop, Amador. He's able to kind of just find it in his glove. The throw to first hard, but offline, the first baseman, Goodman, couldn't stop it. I don't think they would have gotten Lawler anyway, and that is ruled a hit. That's the second infield single tonight for Jordan Lawler. He picks up an RBI, and now Wilder Patino bats from the right side with runners on the corners and two down. Rawhide lead 3-2. The pitch. Swung on, deep fly, Bill going back, makes the catch as he falls to his knees in front of the warning track to end the inning. Nice hard hit ball by Patino, but he is retired. The Rawhide score 2 to take the 3-2 lead in the fifth. We're going into the sixth inning, and you're listening to Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box.
Youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Here at Valley Strong Credit Union, we understand that life doesn't wait for your paycheck, and we think you shouldn't have to either. Valley Strong offers its members early direct deposit, where you can have access to your money up to 2 days early. Hey, 2 days can make a huge difference when you have bills to pay, groceries to buy, and birthdays to celebrate. It's finally time to get your payday on your schedule. Learn more about early direct deposit at valleystrong.com and start getting paid early. Valley Strong, grow your possibilities.
Rawhide lead 3-2 in the top half of the sixth. Peniel Otaño on the mound. The pitch comes in and hits Amador. I think he played to see where exactly it hit him, but it was a high inside pitch. And the leadoff man is on. Looking at the replay, no, it hit him in the ribs. Maybe like right under the armpit. Wow, just shows how rough the angle is for me. I thought that came so high and in that it was hit him off his shoulder or his helmet. Instead, it was underneath his arm. The leadoff man is on. It's Amador on first. Breeden Ward batting from the left. One-run game, Rawhide lead in the sixth. The pitch swung on. One hopper to Otaño. The throw to second. In time, not in time at first base. We'll go through that again. The throw from Otaño was low in the dirt. Lawler made a nice play, and as he fell to the ground, or kept his momentum going forward, as you see in the replay here, a great throw to first base. Lawler, so athletic. Rawhide get the lead out. One down, runner on first is Ward. Batting from the right, warming Bernabell, the pitch. Missing high and in. 3-2, Rawhide lead in the top half of the sixth inning. 1-0 count, one down. Both teams have four hits today. The pitch, missing outside. No more sunlight on the playing surface. Still light out in the sky, but the lights are starting to take full effect here at Valley Strong Ballpark. 2-0 count. Here's the pitch. Called strike on the inside corner at the knees.
Come on, come up here. Ronnie, come up this way.
Bernabell today has lined out to left and also grounded out to short. The pitch swung on. Ground ball foul down the third base side. Ronnie. Adrian Del Moral is warming in the pen for the Rawhide, the right-handed pitcher from Mexico. Otanio kicks. Pitch is swung on high. Bouncer to the third base side, but Walters fields it in foul territory. Walters is so much fun to watch. He's just always having fun. I don't know if you're able to see that, but he fields it in foul territory and quickly got rid of the ball as if he's about to throw to first base, but instead he flipped it to De Los Santos and Bautista by the dugout. The 2-2 swung on, fouled out of play down the first base side and into North Gidding Street. There's a broken window for Vision Glassworks. For all your auto glass needs, call or text Justin at Vision Glassworks, 559-747-2000 for a free quote. The 2-2, missing low on the dirt, ball 3. Eighth pitch of the at-bat. It's actually a pickoff attempt at first base. Ward back safely diving. Full count. Payoff pitch. Swung on, lined into right field, a base hit. Ward rounds second. He'll reach third easily. Roberson gets it in to hold Bernabeu to a single. And runners on the corners, one down in the top half of the sixth with the Rawhide leading by one.
Hunter Goodman.
Batting from the right side, Hunter Goodman and Jorge Cortez, before he steps to the plate, will come and more than likely relieve Otanio. Tyre Infield comes in. Conversation and not go to the bullpen, but we'll see what he does, and it is officially the night for Otanio. This call to the bullpen is brought to you by ResCom. ResCom Pest Control has been protecting customers' homes and businesses from pests, termites, and rodents for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCom, and bye-bye, bugs. When we come back, it'll be Adrian Del Moral on the mound for the Rawhide, inheriting runners on the corners in with one down in the top half of the sixth, with the Rawhide leading by one. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box.
Valley Strong Credit Union, we understand that life doesn't wait for your paycheck, and we think you shouldn't have to either. Valley Strong offers its members early direct deposit, where you can have access to your money up to 2 days early. Hey, 2 days can make a huge difference when you have bills to pay, groceries to buy, and birthdays to celebrate. It's finally time to get your payday on your schedule. Learn more about early direct deposit at valleystrong.com and start getting paid early. Valley Strong, grow your possibilities.
Imagine, you're at the ballpark. The sun is out. You can smell fresh cut grass. The Rawhide are winning, and you just scored 2-for-1 tacos and Coors Light tall cans at the nearby concession stand. No, you're not dreaming. This is a reality at every Rawhide Tuesday home game. 2-for-1 tacos and tall cans at the Barrel House Bar in right field and the Taco Truck in left field. Brought to you by Coors Light.
Toyota's Make It Yours sales event is on now, with new Toyotas arriving daily.
So 1, 2, 3, take my hand and come with me, because you look so fine that I really want to make you mine.
Get low 2.99% APR financing on 2022 Camry and Camry Hybrid, or $500 cash back when you finance with Toyota on the all-new Corolla Cross. It's time to make a fuel-efficient Toyota yours. Toyota, let's go places.
Adrian Del Moral, the new pitcher on the mound, facing Hunter Goodman. The pitch, a breaking ball, misses high, ball one. The runner on third is Ward on first, Bernabeu. 1-0, missing high, ball two. Del Moral in relief for Peniel Otanio. Johnny O. Through 5 1/3 innings, that is the most in his career, not his career, the season, I should say. The pitch misses outside ball 3. The most innings he's pitched in his career is 6. Rio count, 1 down. The pitch. Runner takes off. It's a cold strike. No throw from Malave. So Burnable safe at second. Two runners in scoring position. 1 down. Rawhide lead by 1. Infield is back. Well, the corner infielders are a little bit in, even with the base path. The middle infielders are back with their heels on the outfield's grass and shading to the left. Waiting on the 3-1. Here it is. Swung on and missed strike 2. A big swing and miss from Goodman. Full count, 1 down. Del Moral kicks. Breaking ball, swung on, fouled out of play. Del Moral, right-handed pitcher from Mexico. This is his second season with the Rawhide. 0-1 this season. The 3-2. Swung on, popped up. Right side of the infield, Ortiz calls for it, makes the catch for the second out of the inning. Runners stay where they are, 2 down, still 2 runners in scoring position.
The fielder is second baseman, Juan Brito.
Juan Brito will bat from the left. Runner on third is Ward, and on second, Bernabeu. Brito has struck out and flown out to center. Infield shifting to the right. The pitch swung on and missed. Only infielder not shifting to the right is Gene Walters, who's staying pretty close to third. Oh, 1 count. The pitch swung on. Deep fly ball center field. Patino going back in front of the warning track. Reaches up and makes the catch. Rawhide maintain the 1-run lead, and the Grizzlies strand 2 runners in scoring position. Rawhide lead 3-2 going into the bottom half of the 6th inning, and you're listening to Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box.
It's one of the great questions. Is life better with a Chevron credit card? Well, consider this. Upon approval, it gives you buying power at over 8,000 stations. Fill up with Chevron with Techron gasoline or with delicious snacks from the convenience store. Save time, track expenses, get on with your life. You know, the one that just got better. Visit your Chevron station or call 1-800-FREE-APP to apply for yours. The Chevron credit card is offered by Chevron Credit Bank National Association. Chevron.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, and the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
This just in, some of the gasoline brands you think of as nearly as premium as you may have thought. Because while Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota, some of our big-name competitors still don't qualify. So stop by Chevron, where the gasoline is top-tier and premium isn't just another way of saying close but not quite Techron. Chevron.
Number 21, Tyler Russ.
Welcome back to Valley Strong Ballpark in downtown Visalia. I'm Jill Guerin. Thank you for joining us today for game four of the six-game series. Right now, the Rawhide lead 3-2 in the bottom half of the sixth inning, and Shane Muntz is batting from the right side to lead it off. We have a new pitcher on the mound for the Grizzlies. It's Tyler Rass. The pitch, missing low, ball one. 1-0 count. Rass is in relief for Brian Castillo. So both starting pitchers out of the game. The pitch, missing inside. He checked his swing, did not go, according to Brandon Tipton, on the bases. Another call to the bullpen brought to you by ResCom. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye, Bugs. The pitch, called strike at the knees. Count is 2-1. Muntz today, 1-for-2. He singled into left field. 2-1. Swung on and missed strike two. Rass in relief for Castillo. Castillo threw five innings, gave up three earned runs off of four hits, walked two, struck out five. The pitch, swung on and missed strike three. Muntz strikes out for the first out of the inning.
Right fielder, Jason Roberson, tonight's best player in the game.
Jason Roberson bats from the left side, one down. Rawhide lead by one. Pitch from Rass. Swung on. Two hopper to the shortstop, Amador. Backhands it. Throw to first low, but in time to get Roberson. Close play. But Roberson is retired for the second out. Here's Ramsey Smolave batting from the right side. He's 0-for-2 today. He's grounded out to short and also struck out swinging. So this is the Bull Market Series brought to you by Harvest Wealth Group. The pitch, called strike on the outside corner. Last year, Harvest Wealth Group sponsored the Bull Market Series twice, since every single time that the Grizzlies are in town, the pitch, called strike at the knees, count is 0-2. And what they did last year was they awarded the highest yielding player. Last year, it was Ramsey Smolave. Here's the 0-2. Swung on, fly ball into right center field. That should land for a base hit. It one hops the McUltra sign. Malave heading for second. He's thinking about third. The throw, he stays at second base. I saw Malave starting to speed up as he saw the ball not hit hard off the wall, but instead he stays at second base, and that is the second. That's his first double of the night, his first hit as a member of the Rawhide this season. A two-out double for Malave. Now G.J. Hill batting from the left side. Pitch to Hill, swung on and fouled off. G.J. today has popped out to Hill, the designated hitter today. Pickoff attempt at second base, close, but Malave back safely. Waiting on the 0-1 still. The pitch, swung on and missed strike two. Rawhide lead by one, bottom half of the sixth inning. O2 count, Rass sets. The pitch, missing outside, ball one. Rass, the right-handed pitcher. He sets, checks the runner, now delivers. Swung on, fouled out of play again. Rass 1-2 this season with a 7.94 ERA. This is his 10th appearance out of the pen for the Grizzlies this year. He's thrown 11 and a third innings of work entering today's game. The 1-2 swung on, lined into right center field. Ward going back, reaches up and makes the play as he lands in right center field. Leapt up, slid to the ground to rob Hill of an RBI double. Instead, the Rawhides strand a runner on second, but they still lead by one going into the seventh. They are listening to Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box.
Proud to be recognized once again as a center of excellence by the Surgical Review Committee for sustaining a culture of excellence in minimally invasive gynecology and robotic surgery. Simply put, you and your family can look to Kaweah Health for excellent surgical care as we strive to be your world-class healthcare choice for life. .org/SRC. Kaweah Health. More than medicine, life.
Kaweah Health. More than medicine, life.
Here at Valley Strong Credit Union, we understand that life doesn't wait for your paycheck, and we think you shouldn't have to either. Valley Strong offers its members early direct deposit, where you can have access to your money up to 2 days early. Hey, 2 days can make a huge difference when you have bills to pay, groceries to buy, and birthdays to celebrate. It's finally time to get your payday on your schedule. Learn more about early direct deposit at valleystrong.com and start getting paid early. Valley Strong, grow your possibilities.
Fame, youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Braxton Fulford, the designated hitter, leads it off for the Grizzlies in the top half of the seventh inning. Rawhide lead 3-2. Del Moral back on the mound. First pitch misses low, ball one. Del Moral entered the game with runners on second and third. The pitch is swung on. Fly ball, left center field. Patino going back. Makes the catch in front of the warning track for the first out of the inning. And I beg your pardon, Delmoral actually entered the game last inning with runners on the corners. Burnabell stole second to make it runners on second. With one out, Delmoral forced Goodman to pop out to second and Brito to fly out to center field to end the inning. The pitch misses outside, ball one to Zach Kokoska. He's 2-for-2 today. He's doubled and singled. One oh, missing in. Two one count. Infield shifting to the right. Walters, the third baseman, completely on the infield grass. The pitch swung on, fly ball to center. Patino takes a few steps to his right, makes the catch, two down.
Left fielder, Juan Guerrero.
Juan Guerrero batting from the right. Two down, nobody on. Rawhide lead by one in the top half of the seventh inning. Both teams have five hits today. Pitch misses out. So Otanio was the starter for the Rawhide. He's in line for the win if the Rawhide can hold on to this lead. The pitch swung on and missed. Strike one, a breaking ball from Del Moral. Otanio threw 5 1/3 innings, giving up 2 earned runs, 5 hits, walked a batter, and struck out 4. Those 5 1/3 innings is a season high for him. The pitch swung on, line towards right center field. Roberson giving chase. Makes the catch on the run in front of the barn to end the inning. 1-2-3 inning of work for Del Moral. It's stretch time at Valley Strong Ballpark. Rawhide still lead by one. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box.
This just in, some of the gasoline brands you think of as being premium as you may have thought. Because while Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota, some of our big-name competitors still don't qualify. So stop by Chevron, where the gasoline is top-tier and premium isn't just another way of saying close but not quite Techron. Chevron.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Imagine, you're at the ballpark, the sun is out, you can smell fresh cut grass, the Rawhide are winning, and you just scored 2-for-1 tacos and Coors Light tall cans at the nearby concession stand. No, you're not dreaming. This is a reality at every Rawhide Tuesday home game. 2-for-1 tacos and tall cans at the Barrel House Bar in right field and the taco truck in left field. Brought to you by Coors Light.
Need a 5-gallon drum of toothpaste? Head to a local warehouse superstore. But get your gasoline at Chevron. Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota. It helps your car's performance by cleaning engine parts of the deposits lower quality gasoline can leave behind. So if you need a 10,000-pack of AAA batteries, sorry, can't help you there. But when it comes to top-quality gasoline, we've got you covered. Chevron.
Tyler Rass back on the mound for the Grizzlies. He delivers ball one out to Junior Franco, batting from the left side. The 1-0, missing outside. Rawhide lead by one in the bottom half of the seventh inning. The pitch. Called strike count is 2-1. Pitch to Franco, misses low. 3-1 count. He grounds out to second in his first at-bat and walked in his second. The pitch. Called strike on the inside corner. Count is now full. Three, two fouled off. Full count, right on left matchup. Rass, the right-handed pitcher, delivers. Swung on, fouled out of play down the left field side. The payoff pitch. Swung on, lined into right field, a leadoff base hit for Franco. He now has a two-game hit streak, and the leadoff man is on for the Rawhide. Here comes Jane Ortiz batting from the left. Nobody out, runner on first. Here's the pitch. Runner takes off. It swung on, popped up. Franco will have to go back to first base and hustle his way back to first base. Makes the catch for the first down of the inning.
Third base run, Jane Walters.
Here's the top of the order. Jane Walters batting from the left. Walters drove in the second run of the game. The pitch is swung on and fouled off. Franco was off on the pitch, but he'll have to go back to first base. So Walters had an RBI single back in the fifth inning to tie up the game. Oh, one count, one down. The pitch. He squares to bunt, pops it up a little bit, but gets down the third base side. The throw to first is just in time to get Walters. Two down. Runner in scoring position is Junior Franco. At the plate, Jordan Lawler. He's had two infield singles today. One of them drove in a run. And Lawler has scored the first run of the game for the Rawhide and driven in the third run, which took the lead. The pitch. Inside hits off the glove of Quijada, able to find it in time to hold Franco at second. Just handed tonight's attendance, 3,137. 3137. That is a sellout on this Mental Health Awareness Night, brought to you by TCHHSA. One oh count to Lawler, the pitch. Swung on, slow ground ball. The shortstop, Amador, fields it on the run, throws on the run just in time to retire Lawler. That does end the inning. The Rawhides strand the runner on second. Heading into the eighth, the Rawhides still lead by one. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box.
Your sales event is on now with new Toyotas arriving daily.
Tap my hand and come with me because you look so fine that I really want to make you mine.
Get low 2.99% APR financing on 2022 Camry and Camry Hybrid, or $500 cash back when you finance with Toyota on the all-new Corolla Cross. It's time to make a fuel-efficient Toyota yours. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS Buyers with premium-rated credit. Offers end 5/2/22.
Republic 3656. Central Valley Dental Implant 3375. TriMark Spot Check Mark Blackwell 3344. Automotive Club of Southern Cal 3551. Tulare County Health and Human Services 3888. Massaro's Japanese Restaurant 3408. Snow Shack 3288. Get smarter, 3778. Pulls plus 3840.
Welcome back to Valley Strong Ballpark in downtown Visalia. Rawhide lead 3-2, top half of the eighth inning. Back on the mound is Adrian Del Moral. He will face Brant Quijada, followed by the top of the order, Ariel Amador and Braden Ward. If any of them reach, it'll be Warming Burnabell. At Tulare County Association of Governments, every month is Bike Month. Swing by the TCAG game during Bike Month. Children must be present for fittings to receive a helmet, and supplies are limited, so don't wait. Quijada batting from the right. The pitch from Del Moral misses low, ball one. Looking for more bike, pedestrian, and child passenger safety events in your neighborhood? Visit TulareCOG.org for more info. The 1-0 swung on, fouled into the netting. Count is now 1-1. Quijada today has had a sacrifice bunt, and he's also grounded into a double play that started with the shortstop, Lawler. 1-1 count. Here's the pitch. Swung on, ground ball, back up the middle. Del Moral stops it, drops it, picks it up and throws to first in time. Nice stop by the pitcher for the first out.
Now batting is shortstop, Adiel Amador.
Adiel Amador batting from the left side. He had an RBI single back in the third. He's also hit by a pitch in the sixth and is grounded out to the pitcher. The pitch. Missing low in the dirt. This is the first time that Amador is facing Del Moral. Pitch is low in the dirt, ball two. Did you know that green pools can produce millions of mosquitoes every month? Do your part to prevent mosquito-borne diseases like West Nile virus. Here's the 2-0. Missing inside, ball three. Anonymously report green pools, hot tubs, and standing water to Delta Mosquito and Vector Control District anonymously. 559-732-8606. Or you can go online at deltamvcd.org. The pitch. Called strike on the outside. Nobody on. Top half of the eighth inning. The Rawhide lead by one. It's a 3-2 game. Rawhide are out hitting the Grizzlies 6-5. The pitch is swung on and missed, strike two. The Rawhide have committed an error while the Grizzlies have not. Del Moral has a fastball, changeup, slider, curveball. The pitch. Swung on. High chopper to the first baseman, Muncy. He feels it. Del Moral covering first base just in time. Amador runs well. Del Moral able to field the, rather catch the feed from Muncy and just barely gets Amador out at first base. It was a really close play. Looking at the replay on TV. Wow. Del Moral knowing exactly where he was, able to stick his foot out just in time, it looked like. I think that was the right call. Del Moral got his foot on the bag before Amador did. Ward batting from the left side. He swings at the first pitch. Hard ground ball into right field by the diving second baseman. Ward with a two-out hit. Gabby Hernandez, the pitching coach for the Rawhide, is going to have a conversation with Del Moral on the mound along with the catcher, Ramsey Smolave. The Sean team, a full-service real estate team proudly serving the Central Valley and Central Coast with heart. The Sean team, where community matters. So it's two down. The runner on first is Ward. That was his first hit of the day. And now warming Bernabell will bat from the right side. Bernabell today 1-for-3. He's lined out to left, grounded out to short, and singled into right field. Two down, runner on first. Infield shading to the left. The pitch. Breaking ball, called strike on the outside corner. That was a curve from Del Moral. Oh, one count. Ward a large lead at first. Muncy, the first baseman, is here holding him. Big off attempt at first base. Ward back safely diving. Del Moral. Last pitched on May 3rd in Inland Empire. Threw two innings, gave up three hits, two earned runs. Walked two while striking out three. Runner takes off the 0-1. Swung on, popped up. Shallow right field. Roberson giving chase, still coming in and makes the catch. for the final out of the inning. The ball held up just long enough for Roberson to make the long run in to make the catch. Grizzlies strand a runner on first in the Rawhide lead, 3-2, going into the bottom half of the eighth inning. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball from the Sun-Gazette Press Box.
But you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron. Fame, youth, beauty, that air fresh don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result, higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Need a 5-gallon drum of toothpaste? Head to a local warehouse superstore, but get your gasoline at Chevron. Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota. It helps your car's performance by cleaning engine parts of the deposits lower quality gasoline can leave behind. So if you need a 10,000-pack of AAA batteries, sorry, can't help you there. But when it comes to top-quality gasoline, we've got you covered. Chevron.
When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron.
Bottom half of the eighth inning, Wildred Patino the batter. We're on high lead 3-2 in the eighth. Here's the pitch. Swung on, slow ground ball to the shortstop. Amador fields it, the throw to first. Just in time to get Patino. Close play. One down, nobody on. Bryce McGowan, right-handed pitcher in relief for Tyler Rass. This call to the bullpen is brought to you by ResCom. ResCom Pest Control has been protecting customers' homes and businesses from pests, termites, and rodents for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to Res. Pitch to Munz, missed inside ball one. Pitch is swung on, fouled down the first base side. McGowan, the third pitcher of the evening for the Grizzlies. In relief for Rass. The pitch swung on, deep fly ball. Left center field. Center fielder Ward giving chase. It's out the wall. A home run for Shane Munz. Munz with his third home run of the season. First home run hit by Munz since April 19th. He's been saying for a few weeks now that he wants to hit another home run. He's gone too long without hitting one, and he finally does. And it's a moonshot, distance 385 feet off the bat, 100 miles an hour. The pitch to Roberson was a called strike on the inside corner. Rawhide now lead 4-2, an insurance run given by Shane Munz. The pitch swung on, popped up, shallow center field. Ward coming in, left fielder Guerrero coming in. Ward tries to make the sliding play, and Roberson will be at second. Left fielder, center fielder, and shortstop all converging on the play, just could not make it. Ward tried to make the sliding catch, just could not keep it in his glove. I think it might have hit off someone else before Ward tried to make the catch, but Roberson safe on second. Now here's Ramsey Smolave batting from the right side. Checks his swing. Does not go according to Tipton on the bases. And they're giving that a hit to Roberson. That's the eighth hit of the night for the Rawhide. Runner in scoring position, one down. The pitch. Missing outside. The pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike two. One count, one down. The pitch. Missing low and outside, ball two. Four to two ball game, bottom half of the eighth inning. Malave today has doubled. He's one for three. Waiting on the 3-1. Here it is. Swung on a ground ball to the third baseman. He fields it, looks back. Roberson throws the second base, and Roberson out at second. Heads up play by Bernabell. Roberson took two. Large of a secondary lead, or I don't know if you want to call it a secondary lead, but he started going towards third a little bit too much. So Malave reaches on a fielder's choice by the third baseman, Roberson out at second. Two down, and Hill bats from the left side. Pitch to Hill, swung on and missed. Two down, runner on first is Malave. Hill 0 for 3 today. He's popped out, flown out to left, and also flown out to center. Although it was a nice play by the center fielder. The pitch is swung on, ground ball to the shortstop. He'll throw to first just in time to get Hill. To strand the runner, but they get a run, an insurance run, off the bat of Muntz. A home run powered by Steele. Heading into the top half of the ninth inning, the Rawhide lead by two. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box.
Love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, and the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
Here at Valley Strong Credit Union, we understand that life doesn't wait for your paycheck, and we think you shouldn't have to either. Valley Strong offers its members early direct deposit, where you can have access to your money up to 2 days early. Hey, 2 days can make a huge difference when you have bills to pay, groceries to buy, and birthdays to celebrate. It's finally time to get your payday on your schedule. Learn more about early direct deposit at valleystrong.com and start getting paid early. Valley Strong, grow your possibilities.
It's one of the great questions. Is life better with a Chevron credit card? Well, consider this. Upon approval, it gives you buying power at over 8,000 stations. Fill up with Chevron with Techron gasoline or with delicious snacks from the convenience store. Save time, track expenses, get on with your life. You know, the one that just got better. Visit your Chevron station or call 1-800. The Chevron credit card is offered by Chevron Credit Bank National Association. Chevron.
Rael Santos, the new pitcher on the mound for the Rawhide. Top of the ninth inning, Rawhide lead 4-2. Pitch to Goodman, misses high, ball one. Santos in relief for Adrian Del Moral. He's the third pitcher of the evening for the Rawhide. Another pitching change brought to you by Rescom. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed, strike one. One count. Santos, the right-handed pitcher, sets, delivers. Swung on, popped up out of play behind our press box. One-two count. The pitch. Swung on, a ground ball. Walters diving to his glove side, stands up, the throw to first. Not in time, he's called safe. Great play by Walters, just doesn't get the out. So leadoff man is on. Now batting from the left side will be Juan Brito. Brito today 0 for 3. He's struck out and flown out twice. The pitch is swung on and fouled down the first base side. Count. Walters, the third baseman, with his toes on the infield grass, the rest of the infield shading to the right. The pitch is swung on and missed, strike two. What a changeup from Santos. He has a fastball, changeup, slider. Changeup is his best secondary pitch, and you saw that right there. The pitch missing outside. Santos this season, 0-1 with a 9.49 ERA. This is his 11th appearance out of the pen. In 12 and a third innings, he's struck out 11 while walking 18. The 1-2. Low in the dirt, nice stop by Malave. Two count to Brito. Run first to Goodman. Three-step lead, the pitch. Breaking ball, cold strike three on the outside corner. First strikeout for Santos. Cold strike three on the outside corner. Brought to you by Visalia Kia, the Visalia Used Car Supercenter. Many priced under $20,000, and $500 down is all you need. Here's the designated hitter, Braxton Fulford. He takes ball one low. Still the runner on first is Goodman. Rawhide lead by two in the top of the ninth inning. Fulford today has grounded into a double play, walked, and also flown out to center. The pitch is swung on, count is 1-1. One count. The pitch. Breaking ball misses high. On deck is Zach Acosta, who's 2 for 3 today. .839 local time. Been playing for 2 hours and 9 minutes. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball. Santos sets. The 2-2 comes in and hits him. Fulford reaches on a hit by pitch, and he is the potential tying run. He'll be standing on first base. Gabby Hernandez, the pitching coach for the Rawhide, will come have a conversation with Santos and Malave. Every Rawhide mound visit this season is brought to you by the Shawn team, a full-service real estate team proudly serving the Central Valley and Central Coast with heart. The Shawn team, where community matters. Runners on first and second. One down. The runner on second, Goodman, he singled.
Now batting right fielder, Zach.
The runner on first, Fulford, he was hit by a pitch. Kokoska batting from the left side. He's 2-for-3 today. He's doubled into center and also singled into left. The one time he's been retired is when he flew out to the center fielder, Patino. Outfield playing very back. One down. Right on left matchup. The pitch. Breaking ball called strike. Santos last pitched 3 days ago. Beg your pardon, 4 days ago is in game one. Took the loss. Steps off. In the loss, he threw 2 innings, gave up 2 hits, 2 runs, only one of them earned, walked a batter, and struck out 1. 0-1 count. The pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike 2, 0-2 count. Four to two ball game, top half of the ninth. Rawhide trying to end it here. 0-2 count, one down, runners on first and second. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball misses out. Santos, 6'3", 165 pounds, from the Dominican Republic, signed as a free agent in 2018. The pitch. Low in the dirt, gets by Malave. Both runners will advance 90 feet. Two runners in scoring position now. Should be a wild pitch on Santos. Runners on second and third. Goodman on third. On second, Fulford. Potential tying run on second. 2-2. Swung on, fouled out of play. The Wilds pitch also takes out the potential inning-ending and game-ending double play. Outfield shading to the right. Outfield now shallow, and infield shifting to the right. 2-2 count. The pitch. Swung on and missed, strike 3. Kokoska swings and misses at a high fastball for the second out of the inning. Two strikeouts on the day for Santos in this inning. Brought to you by Visalia Kia. Two down. Runners on second and third in the top half of the ninth. Rawhide lead by 2. At the plate, Juan Guerrero. The pitch. Gets by Malave, but the runners will stay where they are. Looked like Malave just was completely fooled by the movement from Santos's pitch. Not sure what happened there. Looking at the replay, one thing I think of is maybe Malave took his eyes off the ball for a split second. I'm not sure. No harm, no foul. 1-0 count. The pitch. Breaking ball. Called strike. Guerrero today has reached on an error, struck out, and lined out to right field. Two runners in scoring position, two down. The 1-1. Swung on, deep fly ball to left field. Franco going back, still going back, looks up. A three-run blast for Guerrero. A three-run blast. And the Grizzlies take the 5-4 lead. .362 home run off the bat, 97 miles an hour. Grizzlies now lead 5-4. Batting from the right side, Bryant Quijada takes ball one low. Quijada today 0-2. He's had a sacrifice bunt, grounds it into a double play, and also grounds it out to the pitcher. 1-0, a called strike, count is 1-1. Santos sets the pitch. Infield shading to the left. 1-2 count, two down. The pitch. Swung on, fouled out of play behind the first base grandstands. Here's the 1-2. Swung on, ground ball up the middle. Lawler ranging. Falls down in the outfield and will not get the out as Quijada is in pain down the first base side. Looked like he rolled his ankle. It's his left leg that's hurt. Quijada, the catcher today for the Grizzlies. He's up and walking, but in a lot of pain, and Robinson Cancel, as he came over to check on him, was immediately pointing to the bullpen, telling the catcher who's been catching the pens today to come and enter the game. It'll be a single for Quijada, the ninth hit of the day for the Grizzlies. 5-4 ball game. Take a little while for the pinch runner to enter the game. He has to take off his catcher's equipment. Boone running for Quijada. So Boone, the pinch runner. And we are ready for the top of the order. Ariel Amador to bat from the left side. The Grizzlies lead 5-4. Top half of the ninth inning. Runner on first, Trevor Boone at the plate, Amador. Still on the mound is Santos. Here's the pitch. Missing outside, ball gets by Molave, and Boone will advance to second. It'll be a wild pitch on Santos. There's another batter's box. Runner in scoring position for the Grizzlies now. 5-4 ball game. They lead. Pitch misses low. Infield shading to the right. The pitch. Swung on, fouled off his front foot. It's a 2-1 count. Grizzlies have taken the lead here in the top half of the ninth inning thanks to a 3-run blast hit by Juan Guerrero with 2 outs. Malave having a conversation with Santos on the mound. So here's how this inning has gone. An infield single by Goodman. Brito struck out. Fulford was hit by a pitch, making it runners on first and second. Kokoska struck out swinging, but then Guerrero on a 1-1 wall to give the Grizzlies the lead 5-4. Runner on second now, it's Boone. The pitch. Missing low, ball 3. Boone pinch ran for Quijada, who had the infield single up the middle. And Boone advanced to second on the wild pitch by Santos. 3-1 count, 2 down. Pickoff attempt at second base. Close play, but he's back safely diving. Hitters count for Amador, 3-1 count. Amador today has singled, been hit by a pitch, and grounded out twice. Once to the pitcher, once to the first baseman. 3-1. Swung on, fouled out of play. Full count now. Santos signed as a free agent in 2018 by the Diamondbacks. The pitch. Missing outside, ball 4. Amador draws a 2-out walk to make it runners on first and second. 2 down in the top half of the ninth.
Center fielder, Brendan Ward.
Jorge Cortez. Looks like he will go to the bullpen. I didn't see anyone warming. But a right-handed pitcher is coming out of the mound. I think it's Alex Valdez. This call to the bullpen is brought to you by ResCom. ResCom Pest Control has been protecting customers' homes and businesses from pests, termites, and rodents for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye, bugs. When we come back, it will be Alex Valdez on the mound in relief for Ryall Santos. Hill and Harrit runners on first and second, 2 down, with the Grizzlies leading 5-4. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box.
Need a 5-gallon drum of toothpaste? Head to a local warehouse superstore, but get your gasoline at Chevron. Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota. It helps your car's performance by cleaning engine parts of the deposits lower quality gasoline can leave behind. So if you need a 10,000-pack of AAA batteries, sorry, can't help you there. But when it comes to top-quality gasoline, we've got you covered. Chevron.
A Toyota hybrid is a hybrid of gas and electric power, but it's also so much more than that. And with the most hybrid models of any other brand, there's one for everyone. Get amazing plug-free MPG with Toyota's industry-leading 11 hybrids to choose from. Save more at the pump all year long in your new fuel-efficient Toyota, which just goes to show, Toyotas are the perfect hybrid of everything you want and everything you need. New fuel-efficient Toyotas are arriving daily. Toyota, let's go places.
Kaweah Health is proud to be recognized once again as a center of excellence by the Surgical Review Committee for sustaining a culture of excellence in minimally invasive gynecology and robotic surgery. Simply put, you and your family can look to Kaweah Health for excellent surgical care as we strive to be your world-class healthcare choice for life.
Alex Valdez, the new pitcher on the mound for the Rawhide. In relief for Santos, inherits runners on first and second, 2 down. The pitch to Ward, a called strike. Santos gave up 3 runs here in the top half of the ninth inning for the Grizzlies to take the 5-4 lead. They still threaten. Runner on second, Boone. On first, Amador. The pitch. Swung on, fouled out of play. Count is now 0-2. A single hit by pitch and a three-run blast was how the Grizzlies took the lead. To be exact, a single strikeout hit by pitch, strikeout, home run, single, walk. That's how we're here with runners on first and field. A land for a base hit. I beg your pardon, it was left center field. Franco missed the ball. Patino was there backing him up. Now the throw to third. Amador caught in a rundown between third and home. The throw to the third baseman, Walters, is not caught, and he's safe. We'll go through that again. So it was a single into left center field. Franco trying to cut it off, missed it. Patino got into second to hold Ward to a single. Ortiz threw the ball to the third baseman, Walters, because Amador was off third. They got into a rundown between third and home. Walters threw the ball to Malave, the catcher, who then threw it back to Walters, but Walters couldn't handle the throw. And Amador was safe on third. Ward advanced to second during that rundown. The pitch, a called strike on the outside corner. It's now 6-4. Grizzlies lead in the top of the ninth inning. Bernabell at the plate. The pitch is swung on and missed, strike two. Boone scored on that single, so an RBI for Ward. His first RBI of the night. The pitch, low in the dirt, nice stop by Malave. Bernabell, the ninth batter to come to the plate in this inning. The pitch is swung on and missed, strike three. Bernabell strikes out to end the inning, but the Grizzlies score four runs in the ninth to take a 6-4 lead. Last chance for the Rawhide. Due up is Franco, Ortiz, Walters, and if any of them reach Lawler. Rawhide trail by two, heading into the ball from the Sun Gazette press box.
Proud to be recognized once again as a center of excellence by the Surgical Review Committee for sustaining a culture of excellence in minimally invasive gynecology and robotic surgery. Simply put, you and your family can look to Kaweah Health for excellent surgical care as we strive to be your world-class healthcare choice for life. To learn more, go to kaweahhealth.org/SRC. Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
Fame, youth, beauty, that air freshener in your car. Some things just don't last, but your car's performance doesn't need to fade. If you've been using lower quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts that can lower performance. Chevron with Techron is unbeatable at cleaning these deposits. Result? Higher performance, lower emissions, and a really happy car. Chevron with Techron.
Toyota's Make It Yours sales event is on now, with new Toyotas arriving daily.
So 1, 2, 3, take my hand and come with me because you look so fine that I really want to make you mine.
Get low 2.99% APR financing on 2022 Camry and Camry Hybrid, or $500 cash back when you finance with Toyota on the all-new Corolla Cross. It's time to make a fuel-efficient Toyota yours. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit. Offers end 5/2/22.
Imagine, you're at the ballpark, the sun is out, you can smell fresh-cut grass, the Rawhide are winning, and you just scored 2-for-1 tacos and Coors Light tall cans at the nearby concession stand. No, you're not dreaming. This is a reality at every Rawhide Tuesday home game. 2-for-1 tacos and tall cans at the Barrel House Bar in right field and the taco truck in left field. Brought to you by Coors Light.
Bottom half of the ninth inning.
Junior Franco.
Junior Franco bats from the left side. New pitcher on the mound is Joel Condre, right-handed pitcher in relief for McGowan. Pitch misses high and in, as always. Pitching change brought to you by ResCom. ResCom Pest Control has been protecting customers' homes and businesses for over 30 years. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye, bugs. The 1-0 called strike. So the Rawhide trail 6-4, bottom half of the ninth inning. They need two to extend this game, three to win. Rawhide did walk it off in the ninth yesterday in a tied ball game. The pitch swung on and missed strike two. Rawhide entered the ninth leading 4-2. Raul Santos gave up four runs. Here's the pitch, missing low and in. Two-two count. Condre, the right-handed pitcher. Infield shifting to the right against Franco. The pitch. Misses. Ball three. Full count. Grizzlies out hitting the Rawhide 10-8. Rawhide have one error. The Grizzlies have not committed any. 3-2. Swung on. Ground ball to the second baseman. Brito fields it. A throw to first in time. One down. Jenny Ortiz will now bat from the left.
Second baseman, Jenny Ortiz.
Ortiz batting from the left side. One down. Ortiz today has flown out, walked, and popped out. Pitch missed inside. Flown out to center and popped out to third. One down, nobody on. Rawhide trail by two in the bottom half of the ninth. 1-0. Called strike on the inside corner. 9:02 local time. Been playing for 2 hours and 32 minutes. Condre sets. He's the fourth pitcher of the evening for the Grizzlies. The pitch is swung on. Slow ground ball. First baseman Boone will touch first base to retire Ortiz. By the way, Boone, who was the pinch runner for the catcher Quijada, stays in at first, and the first baseman Goodman is now catching. Last chance for the Rawhide. Gene Walters batting from the left side. Two down. Nobody on. Walters today has had an RBI single. The pitch is swung on. Fly ball into right field. The right fielder, Kokoska, underneath it, makes the catch, and that's the game. Rawhide fall to the Grizzlies by a score of 6-4. The Grizzlies now lead the series 3-1. When we come back, we'll give you the post-game recap and let you know what to look forward to tomorrow and let you know who the steal player of the game is. I'm Jill Guerin. If you're following on MLB TV, thank you for joining us today. Do hope you enjoy each and every one of these broadcasts. One last time, final score, Grizzlies 6, Rawhide 4. I'm Jill Guerin signing off from Valley Strong Ballpark on MLB TV. If you're listening on rawhidebaseball.com, stay right here for the postgame show.
Imagine, you're at the ballpark. The sun is out. You can smell fresh-cut grass. The Rawhide are winning, and you just scored 2-for-1 tacos and Coors Light tall cans at the nearby concession stand. No, you're not dreaming. This is a reality at every Rawhide Tuesday home game. 2-for-1 tacos and tall cans at the Barrel House Bar in right field and the taco truck in left field. Brought to you by Coors Light.
This just in, some of the gasoline brands you think of as being premium are, well, not nearly as premium as you may have thought. Because while Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota, some of our big-name competitors still don't qualify. So stop by Chevron, where the gasoline is top-tier and premium isn't just another way of saying close but not quite Techron.
Chevron.
Toyota's Make It Yours sales event is on now, with new Toyotas arriving daily.
One, two, three, take my hand and come with me, because you look so fine that I really want to make you mine.
Get low 2.99% APR financing on 2022 Camry and Camry Hybrid, or $500 cash back when you finance with Toyota on the all-new Corolla Cross.
Welcome back to Valley Strong Ballpark. Final score, Grizzlies 6, Rawhide 4. Let's take you through this game. In the top half of the third inning, the Grizzlies scored 2 runs to take a 2-0 lead. It was Peniel Otaño, the starting pitcher on the mound for the Rawhide. In that inning, it started off with a double by Kokoska, then an error on the shortstop, Lawler, made it runners on first and second. Nobody out. A sacrifice bunt by Quijada made it runners on second and third. One down. Amador had an RBI single into right field, making it runners in the corners with 2 outs. Amador took off for second, got in a rundown long enough in time for the runner on third, Guerrero, to score to make it a 2-0 ball game. Only one of those runs would be earned to Otaño. Otaño ended the game, pitching 5 1/3 innings, giving up 5 hits, 2 runs, one of them earned, 1 walk, and 4 strikeouts. Answered in the bottom half of the fourth inning. Jordan Lawler had an infield single. That would be the first hit of the day for the Rawhide, with one down. Then with 2 outs, Shane Muntz singled into left field, making it runners on first and third, 2 down. With Jason Roberson batting, Lawler scored on a balk by the starting pitcher, Brian Castillo, making it a 2-1 ball game. That was through 4 innings. In the bottom half of the fifth, the Rawhide took a 3-2 lead. With 2 outs, Junior Franco walked and Chaney Ortiz then walked. Gene Walters singled into center field, allowing Franco to score. Ortiz went to third, and Walters went to second on the throw. Tied ball game 2-2 with runners on second and third. Lawler singled to the shortstop, allowing Ortiz to score to make it a 3-2 ball game. Rawhide would maintain that lead and extend their lead in the bottom half of the eighth inning when Shane Muntz hit his third home run of the season to make it a 4-2 ball game.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, before we
and it looked like the Rawhide were going to get their second win of this series and tie up the series 2-2. Instead, the Grizzlies scored 4 runs in the top half of the ninth inning. They sent 9 batters to the plate. Ryel Santos was the new pitcher on the mound. Gave up a infield single to Goodman. Struck out Burrito. 1 down, runner on first. He hit a batter. 1 down, runners on first and second. Struck out a batter, so 2 down, 2 runners on, and a 3-run blast given up to Guerrero. Made it a 5-4 ball game. Grizzlies lead. And they continued to get singled. He was pinch ran for by Boone, who advanced to second on a wild pitch. Amador walked, and then an RBI single hit by Braden Ward made it a 6-4 ball game, and that is the final score here at Valley Strong Ballpark. The Grizzlies down the Rawhide by a score of 6-4. Losing pitcher tonight is Ryel Santos. He gets the blown save. McGowan the winning pitcher, and Condre the save for the Grizzlies. Looking at the box score, Shane Muntz is your steal player of the game. He went 2-4, scored a run, and drove in a run. It was his third home run of the season, the eighth inning that gave the Rawhide an insurance run, making it 4-2. Rawhide steal. Player of the game is Penny Lotano, who threw 5 1/3 innings. That's a new season high for him. Gave up 5 hits, 2 runs, walked a batter, and struck out 4. One last time from Valley Strong Ballpark. Final score, Grizzlies 6, Rawhide 4. I'm Jill Guerin, getting ready to sign off from Valley Strong Ballpark. I do appreciate each and every one of you listening to these broadcasts at rawhidebaseball.com. First pitch tomorrow at 6:30 p.m. Left-handed pitcher Yeifer Perdomo expected to start for the Rawhide, and right-handed pitcher Victor Juarez will be on the mound for the Grizzlies. Rawhide fall to 9-22. Grizzlies improved to 19-12. Signing off from Valley Strong Ballpark, I'm Jill Guerin. Have a great Friday night. Yeah.